Sponsorship for this KQED live audio stream comes from Brevo, a customer relationship management platform that can help engage with clients across email, SMS, WhatsApp, and more. For more information, visit brevo.com. That's brevo.com.
From KQED News, I'm Kat Snow. Millions of trees in California have been starving for water and are now dead or dying. They may not make it through the winter. Many experts believe this year's El Niño will bring strong winds and torrential rains, toppling a lot of weak trees. KQED Science's Lindsay Hosha looks at what's being done to protect people and homes.
This summer, I was camping in Yosemite Valley when an oak tree branch snapped and fell on a tent not far from mine.
A camping trip to Yosemite National Park ends with two kids being killed by a falling tree limb. This happened early this morning at the Upper Pines campground.
The explosive crack woke up my boyfriend. Seconds later, we heard the parents as they saw what had happened to their son and his friend. It was frightening, and I realized this winter storms could do terrible damage to a lot more people. It got me thinking, are we preparing for this? I thought PG&E might have answers. The utility inspects millions of trees each year.
So this tree is dead.
PG&E program manager Joel Smith took me out on a work site to a drought-stressed tree in Santa Cruz.
There's just a small portion of green leaves up towards the top, and the rest of the crown is basically dead.
Clumps of pine needles at the top of this Douglas fir have started to turn brown, and lichen hangs from the lower branches. Smith says this tree is too close to power lines.
It is very serious. Trees that are dead or otherwise compromised can fail, and if they're close to our high voltage lines, they can cause those lines to come down, which can create a very dangerous public safety hazard, as well as taking out the power and potentially causing a wildfire. And the tree crews here are just moving up the bole of the tree, taking off the lateral limbs.
PG&E says it's taking out 30% more dead trees and twice as many hazardous trees as in a non-drought year. And the utility says when customers call for a tree inspection, crews are doing less pruning and more tree removal. So how do you know if a tree is drought-stressed? What do you look for? I headed over to UC Berkeley to find out. UC Berkeley forest ecologist Joe McBride says drought-stressed trees often become dry at the crown first because the plant simply can't send enough water up to the taller branches.
You can see in the top of this very tall redwood tree symptoms of its drought stress. The top 5% of the tree canopy is dying. You see the dead branches. You see that the top has lost nearly all of its foliage.
McBride's been studying trees for four decades. He says one of the worst winter storms he remembers was almost 25 years ago.
In 1991, there was record wind velocities following about a week of rainfall in San Francisco, and an estimated 6,000 trees at the Presidio and in Golden Gate Park were blown over.
And it didn't take long.
And it all occurred in a period of about 6 hours. It's a major disaster.
Do you think we would see anything like that this winter?
Oh, I think it's possible, yeah.
So what do you do to prepare? PG&E just handles trees near power lines. If you're worried about a tree on your property, call a certified arborist like Remy Hummer. Hummer's with Arborist Now. He says he's been working overtime since the beginning of the year.
Now that we're approaching winter and the rumors of El Nino, we now all of a sudden have gone from not only all these calls about drought and losing their tree, but now we're getting all these calls about storms.
San Francisco officials say in an ordinary year, between 1 and 3 tree branches fall every week in the city. Climatologists now say there's a 95% chance El Nino will last through the winter. And they're saying the storms could be as big as the El Nino of 97-98, when San Francisco received double the normal amount of rain. If that's the case, Hummer says a lot more trees will have trouble surviving.
If we're going to incur any sort of storm, there's going to be a lot of trees that are going to be in jeopardy, even the ones that are very sound.
Arborists like Hummer can take out trees in your backyard or support them with cables. For street trees in Oakland, Berkeley, or San Francisco, call 311 to request an inspection. Experts say not to wait. This could be a dangerous winter. I'm Lindsay Hosha, KQED News.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the David B. Gold Foundation, the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabzanel Foundation.